This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Perhaps you're wondering, if you're listening to Worship Radio 247 now, live, why I did the beginning twice. If you're listening on the podcast, that won't mean a thing to you. But the reason I did it twice, it's because to be able to make a podcast, I have to record this message. And I forgot to put the recorder on. Simple, really. I love this. This time that we have together, where we can worship God in spirit and in truth. I love this. This time we have together, when we share the Word of God. We're in the middle of a series titled The Peace of the Father, and we're at verse 5. No, we're not. We're at part 5. And today we're looking at Matthew 5 and the 9th verse. This is part of the Beatitudes, and this is how Jesus began his Sermon on the Mount. When all the people had gathered, they were all gathered together on a mountainside. Jesus gathered his disciples around him, and he began to teach. And the first thing he said when he began was, God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. We're going to jump to verse 9. Watch this. God blesses those who work for peace. Another version says, God blesses the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. God is going to bless you as you bring about peace. Now we look around us and see world leaders who are trying to achieve peace. We look around us and see someone as special as Canon Andrew White, who works in Iraq. He also works in Israel. He's a wonderful man of God. And he suffers from MS. All the while, he continues his work for peace, reconciliation, and peace. That is all he is working for. And that is what he wants in such measure. And it's not just a job to Andrew. It is life-saving. It is a calling from Almighty God. Reconciliation for peace in the Middle East. Andrew works so hard for that. He works tirelessly for that. Spends a lot of time in Iraq. A lot of time. And he calls it his home because that's where he feels at home. He's told me many times that he sees the glory of the Lord when he's looking out across the Tigris River. He's working for peace so very hard. Even to the detriment of his health, he works tirelessly for peace. Andrew White is being blessed. Andrew White is a child of God. But it's not just the ones we know about. There are many that we don't know anything about, and they are working tirelessly for peace. But it's not just those who are working for peace in countries. There's you. Did you get that? Did you hear that? There is you. Because when you see conflict, you want it to stop. And the reason you want it to stop is because the peace of our Lord that passes all understanding has become a part of you. And therefore, you cannot stand conflict. You cannot stand argument. You cannot stand discord. And so you work so hard to bring about an end to the conflict and strife that is even in your family. Because you are the peacemaker. You are the one that wants to bring peace. Or are you? Do you sometimes run away from it because you can't stand it any longer? Do you actually join into the barney, into the argument, into the strife? Do you even cause it? Look what the Lord says. Jesus says, "My Father is going to bless you because you work for peace. He's blessing you now because you are bringing around reconciliation." Here's one of the blessings. You will be called a child of God because you're bringing about the end of strife. Imagine the boat on the Sea of Galilee, and Jesus is there. He's in the bow, and he's fast asleep. And there's this huge storm. And the storm is so ferocious that the disciples who were in the boat with Jesus are scared out of their minds. Where's Jesus? He's lying there, probably on a cushion, fast asleep. The boat's being tossed hither and thither. It's going all over the place. Water is crashing in. But Jesus, he's asleep. Why is he asleep during this storm? He's asleep because it doesn't concern him. He's asleep because he's not worried. He's asleep because he is at peace. This is what I am advocating for you. That whilst the storms are going, whilst the storms are happening and they're erupting around you, you take no part of it. So what does Jesus do? When one of the disciples wakes him, he said, "Oh, you of very little faith." Almost like saying, you just don't get it, do you? You don't get it. All right, don't worry, I'll sort it. The first thing Jesus does is to stand in the boat while it's being tossed all over the place. He stands in the boat, and the Bible tells us he rebukes the wind. He tells the wind off. What do you think you're playing at? Kindly stop now. You don't have the right to be doing this, so stop it. That's how he's rebuking the wind, perhaps. Maybe. And then he issues a commandment. He says, "Silence, be still." And the second he utters those words, the waves stop crashing, the wind stops howling, and the sea becomes like a mill pond. Jesus has intervened in the peace process. He's intervened to bring about peace in that boat. He's intervened to stop the storm. And Jesus gives you this commandment today. Stop the storm in your life. Stop the storm around about you. Stop the storms that you see erupting everywhere. And utter these words, says the Lord. Silence. Be still. We have to be forthright. We have to be full of courage to bring about peace and reconciliation in strife that is caused in our families, in our communities, in our churches. Oh, there are plenty of storms in churches, believe me. But you can be somebody that brings about a stop just by saying, silence, be still. And as soon as you say those words, as soon as you utter those words in a conflict situation, I believe this, there will be immediate peace. Such peace. As I'm bringing you this word, you know just what I'm talking about because I'm talking to you. Silence. Be still. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Blessed are those who bring about peace, for they will be known as God's children. Thank you, Lord. And I feel that deep peace right now. In the name of Jesus. Even if you have a sickness and there's a battle going on inside your body, you can say, silence, be still. And then see what happens. Father, I thank you for your word today. I give you all the glory and the power and the honor that is due your holy name, Lord. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you so very much. And we give you the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. If you, like Margie Lopez, has felt this peace, as I bring you this word, I'd love to hear from you. Studio at worshipradio247.org. That is the email address. Studio at worshipradio247.org. Send me an email right now.